One of the first things I kind of wanted to know is, how did you guys work on the material for the actual album? I haven't like found much news, weirdly enough, on how actual the process, like where you guys recorded and everything. How did that come about?
I think our album is different from how most bands record albums in that it was started in April 2006 and finished in October 2007. It was a pretty drawn-out process, I think, because we were all still in school, and three of the guys had jobs in the past year, so we weren't doing the band full-time. It wasn't like we were going into a recording studio. Our keyboard player, Rostam, produced it from the start, and it was more just, you know, doing it as we could in different places. We recorded some of it in our drummer's family barn in New Jersey, in some student buildings at Columbia where we went to school, and in sort of different apartments in Brooklyn. So I would say we recorded in 10 to 12 different places. Only at the very end did we go into a studio for the last two songs.
Did you guys so re-record basically parts? And I mean, did you keep parts from like the EPs and the songs that were floating around?
Yeah, definitely. I think that those were always sort of the working version of the album. Some of it, you know, we had 10 songs recorded by February of last year, and we wanted to keep 9 of them for the album and record 2 more. There were certain things we changed, like I re-recorded bass on a track, some vocals were redone, some drum trackings were done or fixed up, and then the whole thing was like properly mastered at the end. But the album is very similar to what had been like thought of as demos, but really were just our working versions of the album.
So you guys were kind of okay with the fact that the songs, the songs were really floating around like quite a lot, especially during the last like year in those like non-finished versions. That was okay for you guys?
I think it definitely was okay for us. I mean, we were good enough with them to sell them at a couple shows in New York last year, and I think that because they were spread around so much, we've been able to tour and sort of, you know, spread as a band before the official album's out. I mean, we've done 3 full tours as headliners, and our album's not out until next week. I think that's very lucky and special, and I think the fact that we were willing to put out those versions of the songs enabled us to do that.
Even on the record, you guys didn't exactly put too much stuff on it. I mean, there's definitely more stuff than the songs before that came out on the EP and the CDR, but I mean, there's not still that much stuff on it. You guys kept it kind of minimal. Is that something you guys wanted to kind of maintain?
I think so. I think we all like minimalism. I know Rostam is into, you know, some certain Neptunes production.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the amount that we put on each track sort of emphasizes the various interactions between the parts, and yeah, I think it was one of our goals from the very beginning to keep it minimal. Yeah, I think a lot of the orchestration is done sort of tastefully and minimally. One song we put on at the end, M79, we sort of went more for it in orchestration, but even then I think a lot of the arrangements are pretty minimal. I think using it tastefully is something that was an interest, and I think that...
Okay, has this kind of like though seemed like a long time to wait for the record to come out, or I mean...
Yeah, I think so. I think we've all been itching to get it out for a while now, because people sort of write about us speculatively, and people wonder if we're a band to take seriously. And, you know, I think that since we've had these songs for so long, we really want to get this album out, because it is a statement, and we still all like albums as a form. So, yeah, I'm really happy to have it out there finally. I'm looking forward to touring behind a released album.
Are you guys happy to have signed to a UK-based label? I mean, XL seems to me and to even listeners that have been calling in, it seems to me like it's a good fit kind of thing.
Yeah, before any labels had even contacted us, we had said that XL would probably be our favorite label to sign to. And, yeah, it's really great. We love a lot of the stuff that they've put out. We really like the people that work there. We felt like it would be a good fit for us before anyone had even heard of us. And I think we're lucky as a band to be putting out our debut album on what's our favorite record label. I don't think many bands get that privilege.
I have one last question. This is kind of a tough one. If you had 5 records you could take to Desert Island, which would they be?
That's a tough one, man. Today, at this very moment, okay,
yeah.
Can Ege Bamiyasi, the First Clash record, Talk Talk Spirit of Eden, Sparks Come Out of My House.
Okay.
And sort of a band favorite that we'd been listening to in the car a lot, and to spice things up would be Kakai Colonzo, his Best Of Volume 1.
Okay.
He's a Kenyan musician, good stuff.